This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Nine words before.
I do, though. I love
Todd Phillips.
You know I love this.
Steve Weintraub. See that? Remember. Collider.
What's up?
Oh, what's up with this? I think you're playing and not recording.
No, it's picking up from the other.
No, no, I promise you. There's a record button. Oh, sorry.
You gotta push. What can you tell us about this one, then?
There you go, see?
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This music is crazy.
Yeah. What can I tell you about the film? Came about. It was just a script I had been working on with a couple writer friends of mine, and it was an idea. Sorry, I'll talk louder. I'll just talk loud. But it was just an idea that we had to. You know, for me, I've said this before, probably to some of you. It's so much about what I love to do is about casting, and it's about working with funny guys and. You know, I'd never worked, obviously, with Robert Downey Jr., and I think he's one of the greatest talents out there. I knew Robert wanted to do a comedy. I had this idea that, like I said, I'd been working on with these writers. And I went to Robert and said, hey, I want to put you with Zach in this thing. It was really kind of an organic come about. But for me, again, the thing that attracts me to movies in general is who are the guys, who are the people that I get to work with, and what will that chemistry be like?
So how was the first meeting between the two actors? Because it's pretty crucial, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it is. It was awkward because Zach always makes very off-color jokes and thinks that everybody's on the same page as him. I know Zach well after doing The Hangover. And Robert was a little... We were at Robert's house, in fact, and Zach was 15 minutes late because he rode his bicycle there, so he comes in all sweaty and like... You know, Zach does not look like Josh Duhamel. So he walks into Robert's house, you know, sweaty and starts making some off-color remark that was a personal affront to Robert. I don't even want to go into what it was. And it just started off on the wrong foot. But that's what the movie's about. It's about this left-footed relationship. So in one way, it worked really well.
So was it instant... chemistry between the two? Was
instant non-chemistry, so I think it worked right.
Was there a lot of improvising then?
Yeah, always. You know, I mean, on my things, and again, I talked about that before, but you know, always leave room, and one of the reasons why I work with the same people over and over, in this case with Zach, is just because I leave so much room to improv, and Zach's so good at improv, and Robert could keep up with anybody because he's just a brilliant actor. So it was interesting to watch those two together.
Was it hard to control him?
And it's never hard to control because the last thing you ever try to do as a comedy director is control. You actually try to inspire anarchy more than control, and that's really what my job I find is most of the time. Is to try and not control it and let it just be really loose. And that, I don't know. Were you guys in there for this whole thing? Yeah, you know. That's the first time we've shown any footage. We haven't shown the studio the movie yet. We're showing it to him next week. But, you know, I always think that comes through in the footage is just this sense of abandon and sort of recklessness in a way. And so that comes from not trying to control it too much.
How much would you say is left from the original script and how much is basically, you know, created by the two guys?
Well, it's not like it's created out of thin air. I mean, I don't want to discredit any writers because movies are still written. It's still about this thing that it's about. It's just... In comedy, you just find yourself treating the script a little bit like a blueprint, and you veer off. So it's not like they're making up brand new scenes. It's just, you know, the lines and the reactions are going to be... You can't script stuff that sometimes comes in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
On The Hangover, Zach came up with some pretty outrageous stuff on the set. Were there certain really outrageous things that he came up with on due date that you managed to put in the film?
I'm sure there are, and I don't really remember in The Hangover or in this what they are. You know, it all blends together, in other words.
I think in The Hangover you mentioned the baby doing jerking off. Was
Did
Zach.
I mention that? That sounds like me.
Zach came up with it, and you had to convince the dad.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That was funny, actually. I had to do that. Yeah, talk to the dad and get him to let us do that with the baby. You know, I can't remember anything offhand on this movie like that. Honestly, I don't remember, but I'm sure there's millions of things, but nothing maybe as iconic as jerking the baby
off. How did the masturbating dog thing come about?
That came about just me being retarded. You know, I'm like a 14-year-old. I think it's funny. I have a problem. I'm a moron. I am, and it's embarrassing to like talk about it in an adult way because I know what you're thinking. I know. I think I'm a moron too.
No, I'm just wondering if you have a dog.
I do. He doesn't do that. He's a gentleman. My dog's a gentleman. But I just thought I'd never seen that. It would be sort of funny. So we got this guy, this friend of mine who's an animal trainer who's worked on my other movies, and I'm like, you think you can do it? Or like, wouldn't that be funny if... And he's like, I got a dog that might be able to do that. the dog does that. But it takes a lot for him to do that. It took a long time.
Like pictures of other dogs? Or?
No. It's not. Don't, are you sick? It's not like a sexual thing. It's not a sexual thing to the dog. Okay. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Know, I don't know.
No.
For the show was the exhibitors said that they consider there's a sure star so right now for them to, you know, that they feel... it'll be a success. However, there's sure movies like this one. What do you think about that, the sure star right now?
The sure star? Well, I mean, I don't know that there's ever been a sure thing in the movie business or that would be all we ever see. You know, it's never really been as formulaic as people like to think it is. I do think right now, you know, and I think it's partly because of the internet and the quick word of mouth on things that movies have to deliver on their marketing. In other words, you know, you might think the Transformers 2 was bad, you might think it was great, but it delivered on what it was selling. And that's why it did well. And The Hangover, I think, delivered on what it was selling. It was saying, this is a crazy, ridiculous, you know, comedy. And I think it's when you try to trick and sell something different. You know what I'm saying? Where it gets a little bit, you confuse the marketplace, not to talk to whatever about it. But anyway, so I don't know that there's ever a sure thing. I think people like comedies, and I think, you know, concept-driven comedies seem to be working when it's a clear concept and you deliver funny stuff. So I think in this movie, again, this is the first time we've shown footage. It seemed to play really well in the room, but we have better stuff than that. I mean, we started cutting this last Wednesday, and it was just, we cut it in 4 days, you know, just put it together, so.
Do you feel like there's some sort of pressure on you now since The Hangover that you have to produce, like, the next?
No, I think the opposite, really. I mean, I really think it's like The Hangover has enabled me to get a little bit, I don't have to argue with Warner Brothers about an R rating. I don't have to argue about, you know, putting in that masturbating dog or whatever. Like, The Hangover has a lot of those fights for you. So in a weird way, it's alleviated so much pressure. And then if you're talking about the pressure to perform as well as The Hangover, I think any director would say you have to treat every movie its own thing. You can't be comparing it to your last thing. The Hangover was lightning in a bottle. We're aware of that. It went, you know, through the roof all over the world. And, you know, so I don't hold it up to those standards.
What
I couldn't
about
do
studio
that.
Execs?
No, they don't either.
Can do it again.
No, I think they're very realistic about it, and I think they're also very realistic about, like, how The Hangover was kind of one of those just moments where just things come together, lightning in a bottle, sort of.
Why do you think road trips are so appealing for comedy in movies?
That is a good question, actually, and I think there's something about just being without a net. In other words, when you're on the road, you don't have the support of family and friends and that sort of natural support system that surrounds you at home. So there's something about when you're on the road and you're traveling, it's just the two of you or the three of you or whoever it is, and there's no support system there. And I don't know, that to me, not having a net is, you know, in comedy equals sometimes just recklessness and danger and thus comedy.
Alan Horn talked about The Hangover, I would say, at least 50 times in that presentation. I know you guys are discussing, or you're moving forward on the sequel, and I'm definitely curious, how is the studio treating you in that? I know it's far away in the future, but have they said sort of just whatever you want to do, go for it?
I think to a certain extent, I mean, not certainly like whatever you want to do as far as spending money, but as a certain extent, they believe that we brought them The Hangover, we delivered what we said we would deliver, so I think... they know I'm not looking to fuck up The Hangover 2. I want to make it funny, too. You know what I mean? I think, basically, my point is we're all trying to do the same thing, make a really funny movie that works. So I think that they trust that, certainly with that title, I can do that. So they're giving us
freedom. One quick follow-up. How do you feel, though, getting back with those characters in that universe after such crazy success? I mean, is there any pressure on you for that one?
I mean, again, I think it's all good pressure. I think that... the movie did so well, And quite honestly, the movie did so much repeat business that, you know, I don't know how aware you guys are of that, but, you know, they have their little formulas and the DVDs and all those things, that people love those characters. In other words, you know, sometimes movies do well, but it's just this huge flood of people go see them, and then, they, you know, this movie just kept going because people kept going back. That tells me they love those characters, and that tells me, not that the movie's going to financially do better, but just that there's love out there for these four guys. We can now put them through a whole new set of paces, and people will want to see it. So, for me, it's really exciting. With you know, as big as The Hangover was, it, again, alleviates the pressure for Hangover 2 in a weird way, but maybe I'm just looking at it wrong.
So they're like the Sex and the City. The guys are like the, you know, male equivalent of Sex and the City.
I'm not even going to answer that, because I have learned... If I say, yeah, that's a good point, then it comes, and then, he equates him to Sex and the City. Like, there's a way, I've just learned, and I'm not, so my new thing is just, I want to just look away.
Are you ready to do something serious one day, or comedy is like, ready yourself, and that's it?
Are they done targeting?
It's a question for you. And does everybody hear that?
Gentlemen, the chairman of the Walt Disney Studios.
I can't believe that. Anyway, I'm sorry. Do I want to do something serious? You know, I love telling stories. I love making people laugh. And right now I just have so much fun doing comedies that it's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, yeah, we're good. How you been? I remember you. I remember all you guys. I mean, I've seen all you guys. And you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have, no? Oh, I thought we did.
I don't think so.
You, for sure. No?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you say all our names?
No, I can't. I know Steve. It's my buddy.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
No, you wrote a very eloquent piece against the online world. It was in the New York Times front page.
I did?
Editorial. I was like, where are you going with it?
I'm like, really?
How do you see the career of Zachary in the future?
It's over. Flash in the pan. No, honestly, having done two movies with Zach, working with Zach for over now 100 days, put those two movies together and just being with him every day, Zach has so much stuff that people haven't seen and, you know, so much ability. And even, listen, Robert Downey, I think we could all say, whether you want to see Due Date or not, is a phenomenal talent. And Robert Downey just was blown away by Zach. I mean, really thought he was special, just his acting ability. So I think Zach could do anything he wants, you know. And Zach, like me, is attracted to comedy, but I think he can do anything he wants.
What do you say about the comparisons from Jack Black to Zach? Say about the comparisons. Do you see the comparison? Do you think it's valid or...
No, I don't really know Jack the way I know Zach, so I don't know that Jack has the range that Zach does. I don't know, but I don't compare those two, you know.
How has it been for you? Oh, sorry.
But similar appeal, you know, to me anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. You tell me, if Steven Spielberg was making a movie tomorrow and he needed 40-year-old... you know, whatever you want to, you know,
chubby
sort of slackery, who do you think he would go to?
Well, maybe one or the other.
Oh, yeah? But who do you think he would go to?
I don't know who he'd go to.
Right.
I'm curious how things have changed for you after the success of The Hangover, and obviously, you know, you had Due Date lined up and you have The Hangover 2 lined up, but how is it with other studios and other projects coming at you, and how are you sort of navigating the waters?
First and foremost, a company man, as surprising as that is. I love Warner Brothers. That's where I have a deal. That's where I've been for years. So I don't really interact too much with other studios and do things with other studios, and I don't necessarily read scripts from other studios. I develop scripts that are in my wheelhouse at my company, you know what I'm saying? So I have, let's say, 10 or 15 things that I'm developing, so I can go, so when Hangover 2 is done, let's say, I go, oh, let's do a movie, let's do something in a year, I'll start in November. What's close? What are we loving? What's good? You know, who can we get in this? You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I get approached to, I don't open myself to that stuff, quite honestly.
There's a lot of talk that The Hangover 2 is going to Thailand.
I don't know, you know, there's a lot of rumors. There was a rumor also that it was going to Mexico or something, and neither are true.
Really? Which one is your cult comedy on the
Huh?
The comedy that you prefer, the your cult comedy of the past.
My own?
Yeah. No, no, your own.
Oh, that I grew. Oh, Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Love.
You can see forever.
I love it. Laughter. Stripes, Blues. I have a lot, but Blues Brothers is. John Landis was made some amazing films in the 80s, you know, just blew my mind, but Blues Brothers I love.
Did somebody already ask about the highlight of this today? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did, you missed it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Zach Robertoni and yourself, you're pretty funny guys. I wonder how serious it gets on set, or is it...
Well, it's crazy, like I was saying, because we like to inspire, I make movies about mayhem. So to make a movie about mayhem, you sort of have mayhem on the set. And I don't know how many times you guys have been to movie sets, but if you've come to my movie set, you'd be like, it's a little bit different. You feel like the inmates are running the asylum. It's a very loose kind of atmosphere. So I think that's something that we just, my point in it is, I forgot what your question was.
It
gets pretty crazy, but we're still professionals, and we're still there to make a movie and shoot the scene. But, you know, it does get pretty crazy, but I want that there, that kind of element under there.
Have you been an actor or not? You?
No.
You seem a comedian, too, so...
No, I like being funny, I like being around funny people, but no, I'm not.
This is the last question.
Oh, your testing due date this week in Los Angeles. I was curious what the running time is right now. Is it a long movie? Is it tight?
Why, are you coming and you have something to do after?
If I
we will not let you in.
I don't think I'm getting into that screening.
No.
But you do test your movies a lot.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just curious.
Right now it's 9,800 minutes probably. Which is probably what it'll end up as.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Yes, when are you starting to film Hangover 2?
November.
Really?
First. That's what we're trying. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with Ed Helms' office schedule, Bradley Cooper's other movies, Zach. So right now, our goal is to start shooting November 1st. We'll see.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you later.